Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio style top loop in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and we're aiming straight for that jungle and old school deed and beat energy. Gritty, restless, syncopated, and always moving. This is an intermediate sound design lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton, and we'll focus on the choices that make the loop actually feel authentic. The big idea here is simple. A top loop in drum and bass is not just a bunch of hats. It has a job. It has to keep the momentum moving between the kick and snare, add character, and leave enough space for the bassline and the break to breathe. If it does those three things well, it'll sit in the track like it belongs there. Let's start with the project setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you want a solid starting point, go with 170 BPM. That's a really comfortable zone for jungle flavor DNB. Set your global quantization to 1 bar so you can write in clean phrases, and begin with a 1 bar loop. You can always expand it to 2 bars once the groove is working. Remember, pirate radio style loops often feel powerful because of repetition with tiny variations, not because they're changing constantly. Now create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. We're going to use that as the home for all the top end elements. Closed hats, open hats, shakers, perk hits, noise texture, maybe a ride accent, and optionally a tiny snare tick or reverse hat. You can pull all of these from Ableton stock kits, or load short one-shots into Sampler. If you're sampling from somewhere else, keep everything short and dry at first. We can always process it later. Let's build the closed hat layer first, because that's the heartbeat of the loop. Drop a closed hat into Sampler. I'd start in classic mode, and if the sample is too bright, use the filter to soften it a little. You can also trim the fade if there are clicks at the start or end. A nice old-school trick is to pitch the hat down a little, maybe 1 to 3 semitones. That can instantly make it feel darker and more worn in. Now program a basic 1-bar pattern. A good starting point is hits on 1E, 1 and, 2A, 3E, 3 and 4A. Then add a couple of extra syncopated notes like 2E and 3A. This gives you motion without sounding too straight or too techno. The point is to create forward momentum, not a rigid grid. And this part matters a lot. Velocity. Don't make every hat the same strength. Let some hits land around 90 to 110, some around 60 to 85, and some ghost hits down at 35 to 55. That uneven energy is a big part of why jungle and pirate radio loops feel alive. If every note is identical, the loops start sounding machine perfect instead of human and edgy. Next, we need swing. You can use Groove Pool if you want that slightly shuffled feel. Try a light MPC-style swing, and apply it mainly to the hat and percussion notes. Keep it subtle. Around 10 to 25% timing is usually enough. You don't need the whole loop to wobble dramatically. Sometimes just a tiny amount of shuffle is enough to give the groove some attitude. If you don't want to use Groove Pool, manually nudge a few offbeat hats a little early or late. In this style, microtining matters more than adding extra layers. Now let's bring in open hats and ride accents. Use open hats sparingly. Think of them as lift, not as constant decoration. Great spots are the end of the bar, just before a snare, or on a transition point like 4 and. You can also put one on 1A or 2 and, depending on how the groove feels. The key is to keep them quieter than you might think. They should suggest movement, not dominate the top end. If you want a slightly more ravey old-school flavor, add a very short ride or cymbal accent. A good place is the last 1/8 or 1/16 before the next bar, or every 2 bars for variation. If the ride feels too glossy or modern, use utility to narrow the width a little so it sits more naturally with the rest of a loop. Now for one of the most important ingredients, ghost percussion. This is where the loop starts sounding like a real jungle top line instead of just hats. Use a woodblock, rim, conga, metallic hit, or even a little Foley click. Keep it tucked behind the hats. You're not trying to show off the sample, you're trying to create extra rhythmic conversation. Try placing ghost hits on offbeats between the main hat pulses, or on very late 16ths. A few good positions are 2E, 3A, and 4E. Keep them lower in level and slightly filtered. These tiny details make the groove feel programmed by a human with taste, not just drawn by a mouse. Now we need atmosphere, because pirate radio is not clean and sterile. It's got air, hiss, and a bit of grime. Create a new track for noise or texture. You can use white noise, vinyl crackle, room hiss, radio static, or a short breathy noise burst. Put auto filter on it and shape it with a high pass or band pass filter. Somewhere in the range of 200 Hz to 1.5 kHz is a good starting point, depending on the source. Add a moderate amount of resonance, maybe around 20 to 35%, and automate the cutoff slightly over one or two bars so it feels alive. If you're using simpler, give the noise a short attack and a short decay with low sustain. You want it to breathe under the groove, not flatten everything else. This layer is especially useful for intros, breakdowns, and transitions. A nice extra touch is a subtle transient layer. You can use a short click, a muted rim, a filtered clap, or even a tiny reversed cymbal. Place these before a loop restart or into the last 1/16 of bar 2. It gives the loop a more produced feel without cluttering it up. At this point, start processing the layers individually. For the closed hats, use EQ8 to high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, because hats should live well above the low mids. If the hats are too harsh, make a small cut somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz. If they're too dull, add a little boost around 8 to 12 kHz, but be careful not to overdo it. Then add saturator with about 1 to 4 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That gives the hats density and a slightly gritty edge. For open hats and rides, use EQ8 to cut everything below about 300 to 500 Hz. If they have ugly resonances, tame those too. Utility can help you narrow the stereo width if the sound feels too modern or too wide for the track. In this style, mono compatibility matters more than flashy width. For ghost percussion, high pass aggressively, maybe around 300 to 700 Hz. So it doesn't steal body from the bass line. If needed, add a little presence around 2 to 5 kHz. Drum bus can be useful here too, but use it lightly. You want the hit to cut through, not explode. For the noise layer, auto filter is your main tool, and Redux can add that rough pirate radio edge if you want it. Just remember, a little Redux goes a long way. Tiny amounts of bit reduction or downsampling can make the texture feel aged and unstable without turning it into digital mush. Now let's glue the whole thing together. Route all of your top elements to a group track, and treat that as your top loop bus. A good bus chain here is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Start with EQ8 and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz to remove any low-end junk. Clean up any low-mid buildup, and tame harshness if the top end gets piercing. Then use drum bus slightly, with a bit of drive and maybe a touch of crunch. Keep the boom off, because we're not trying to add low-end weight to a top loop. Then add saturator with soft clip on and just a little drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, so the whole loop feels glued rather than separate. Finish with utility and check the width. Somewhere around 90 to 110% is usually enough. If it starts feeling facey, pull it back. This is a really important mindset shift. The bus chain shouldn't make the loop sound like it's been crushed for the sake of it. It should make all the little parts feel like one coherent instrument. Next, add delay or reverb, but use them sparingly. Simple delay or echo can be really nice on selected percussion hits or a ride accent, but keep the wet amount low, the feedback short, and filter the repeats. A small room reverb can also work well, especially on a single accent or transition hit. The goal is space, not wash. If the top loop gets too wet, it starts fighting the bass line and loses its drive. In this genre, clarity and pressure are more important than lush ambience. Now it's time for variation. A good jungle top loop should not be identical every bar. Bar 1 can be your main groove, and bar 2 should feel like the groove plus a little lift. That might mean removing one hat, adding one extra ghost percussion hit, switching an open hat to a ride, or adding a tiny fill on the last 1/16. You can also automate the noise filter a bit more open in bar 2. These small changes stop the loop from going static. And if you really want that pirate radio feeling, add a little attitude. This could be a short chopped radio voice, a filtered vocal stab, a quick tape stop style moment, or a little station noise burst right before the loop repeats. The key word is sparingly. One or two of these is enough. You want the vibe of a rough FM transmission, not an effects demo. Here's one of the best teacher tips in this whole lesson. Think in roles, not instruments. Every sound needs a job. Is it driving time? Adding lift? Creating grit? Filling space? If you can't answer that, remove it. Strong top loops are often simpler than people expect. It's not about stuffing every gap. It's about placing the right bits in the right places. Also, leave the sub-channel alone. Your top loop should mostly live above the low mids. If you hear body in the hats or percussion, high pass more aggressively. A lot of beginner mixes fail here, because the top layers start competing with the bass line, and suddenly everything feels smaller. Another big one. Check the loop at low volume. If the groove disappears when you turn it down, that usually means it relies too much on brightness instead of actual rhythm. A good loop should still feel like it's moving even when it's quiet. That's how you know the pattern is strong. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, here are a few smart moves. Darken the source before processing if you can. Pitch hats down a bit. Use duller percussion samples. Add saturation before EQ if you want more bite and harmonics. Use band pass noise for a more menacing atmosphere. And keep the loop mono-compatible. Dark DNB systems are often club-focused, so facey top-end width can cause more problems than it solves. For arrangement, try building the loop in a bigger shape over 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4 can be minimal, bars 5 to 8 can add motion, bars 9 to 12 can introduce a new accent or texture, and bars 13 to 16 can thin out before resetting. That keeps the top end moving without overcomplicating the track. Transition bars are a great place for your most aggressive moves, like a quick fill, a filter sweep, or a noise burst. And don't underestimate negative space. Sometimes removing a hit is more exciting than adding one.